The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was a little boy, I used to sing before my father preached. I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But you know, it was a time when there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that. Man. When I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life, that I was going to end up in an alley. And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while, because I did end up on the streets at one point in my life, doing drugs and alcohol.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able, yeah. I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing. I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now, don't tell me that I didn't want ya. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
'Cause I'm in it to win.
So this is why I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting. I'm standing up. I'm standing tall, and I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it.
Charlie Wilson said he in it to win it. He says a roller coaster ride, up and down. That's life. Welcome to The Grind, everybody. Great morning. Great 4th of July morning on this bright and sunny day down here in South Florida, Miami area. Hopefully you guys got some sun where you are. But I tell you what, no matter what, you got to wake up every single day ready to grind. ready to get things moving forward, not backwards. So in order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up and say, I'm in it to win it. Go ahead, Charlie Wilson. I love that song. You know, we're on this great 4th of July Tuesday. Everybody's off from work. Expectations are high. Everybody has their plans already in place on what they're going to do. You know what? Some of you don't even know where you're going to celebrate today. Some of you are just going to chill at the house. You're going to put something on the grill and hang out and maybe have a few people over. Some of you have chosen to spend, you know, the holiday by yourselves and just relax and maybe sleep half the day and wake up and try and go crash somebody else's party. I mean, there's so many plans in the making right now, but no matter what, you're going to do the thing today that is going to, you know, make you the happiest. So I hope everybody has a great and wonderful and powerful and safe 4th of July celebration. It's going to be a lot of hot dog eating, you know, because you guys know 4th of July, you know, that's actually one of the things that that they did when this holiday first kicked in. You know, they were one of the Native Americans. Americans were having this dispute about, you know, about something, and they said, well, let's celebrate it by having a hot dog eating contest. Go figure, but that's what they did. So it'll be a lot of hot dog eating today. People get geared up for that all year just for this one specific day. I mean, it's going to be a lot of food consumed. It's going to be a lot of alcohol consumed on this one day alone. It's going to be some fireworks that go up in the air. You know, going to be some happy kids that see some sparkles and things of that nature. But it, all in all, it's going to be a great celebration. So hopefully everybody goes out with the intention of having fun, but at the same time, be safe today on this holiday. Celebrate, you know, celebrate. Some of you may not really know what the 4th of July really means. So let me help you out a little bit, because I know it's somebody that's going to hear this and say, you know what, I never really knew what the 4th of July is. I know I got a day off from work. I ain't got to go to work. So that's all that really matters. You know, we're going to turn up, you know. But the 4th of July or July 4th, everybody knows it's a federal holiday. Don't go running to the bank. You definitely ain't going to get no money out the bank. You got to go to the ATM. No business in the bank. Nothing. Nobody's working the government today. All right. Everybody's taking the day off. So don't think you can go down to get anything from Uncle Sam. All right. All right. In the United States, guys, it's this holiday commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, all right, 241 years ago on July 4th. Well, it actually happened on July 2nd, all right, but it's celebrated on July 4th. So it happened 1776. It's when the Continental Congress declared that the 13 colonies called America regarded themselves as a new nation. The United States of America was born. So we're no longer part of the British Empire. Everybody, we're now the United States of America. So now you guys are out, you're drinking, you're eating all of this fattening food, all of this unhealthy food. So now you know what you're celebrating for, right? Some of you are saying, man, I don't care nothing about all of that. All I know is I got a day off from work, and I'm getting ready to go have me some fun. Hey, whatever works for you, works for you. Celebrate the things that matter to you most, all right? So if the 4th of July matters to you, celebrate it. If you having a day off from work matters to you, celebrate it. You need that decompression time. You know, if you having some time to spend with your family, with your kids, with your loved ones, you know what? If that's what is most important to you today, then celebrate it, all right? But most importantly, celebrate yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Motivate yourself. Inspire yourself. Celebrating the success of others, you know, in life, guys, is one of the most humbling principles of success. We've heard it time and time again. You know, celebrate others. If you can't celebrate the success of others, then you're not going to be able to celebrate, you know, your own success, right? But there are a lot of people that find it a lot easier to celebrate the success of others and forget to celebrate themselves along the way. You know, there's a universal rule that you should live an unselfish life. But no one said that you needed to live a life that's void of self. After all, it's your life, right? It's your life. Think about the things that you want to do in life and think about, you know, all of the stuff that you've done so far in life, and think about that one principle. Live an unselfish life, but not a selfless life, not a life that's just void of you. It's your life, right? And there are times when some of you are making such a difference in the lives of others behind the scenes that you forget to motivate yourself. You forget to inspire yourself, all right? And the only reason you keep going is because someone else needs you, or they need your gifts, or they need your talents, you know? So you wake up every day, you know, in a lot of cases, reluctantly, you wake up because somebody else needs you. Now, that's always a part of what we do. We have family that needs us. We have kids that needs us. Of course, man, people need you. So, you know, you wake up. But what about you? Behind closed doors, what about you? Are you just shrinking back and living that life that's somewhat semi-depressing, you know, until someone says, you know what, I need you. Until someone opens the door and lets some light in, and then all of a sudden you come to life. What about you? What about what you need? What about living the full life and dying empty? Because guess what? You deserve to live, right? You deserve to live. You deserve to have fun. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that there's no greater feeling than empowering yourself to live the life that you've always wanted and the life that you need. You know, it's time for you to find out who you are. I mean, not just who they say you are, but who you really are. You know, find out how to use your gifts and your talents, you know, to build your dreams and to fuel your dreams. And if you start to fuel your own dreams through your own gifts and talents, you're going to find that people are going to start fueling their dreams. They're going to get motivated by what you're doing. See, some of us lack the propensity to actually motivate ourselves. Some of us definitely lack the propensity to empower ourselves. That's a tough thing to do because, you know, I've always heard the saying, you know, nice guys finish last, and never really understood 100% what that meant, you know, until a while back. I started to really understand that, you know, you can be the best person in the world. You can do everything right by everybody. And you can always put everybody else first. And you know, what everybody else wants is always before what you want. You're always taking the oxygen mask off of yourself and you're putting it on somebody else. You're always giving of yourself so much to where it depletes you physically and it depletes you mentally. And at the end of the day, everybody else is pumped up, fired up, healthy, fit, doing what they need to do. And you've given everything that you have for you. You've given it to everybody else. Now, we know as parents, we know this best. You make that sacrifice, you know, for your kids. We know we've done it here, you know, in the McCray house. Things are tough, you know, when, you know, back in the day, things are tough. You know, you're like, okay, my family's got to eat. My kids got to eat, you know, but we may not quite have enough money, you know, for everybody to eat. So, you know, the first thing that a real parent's going to do is a real parent's going to feed their kid. And so you're going to sit there and you're going to watch your kid eat and you're going to say, mommy's not hungry, daddy's not hungry. You know, we're okay, we already ate. Make sure your kids eat. Those are those type sacrifices, all right? Those aren't nice guys finish last sacrifices. Those are necessary sacrifices that we make. But what about the sacrifices that we make every single day that deplete us? What about the sacrifices that we make that cause us to mentally become tired? Nice guys finish last. Now, some of you are saying, there's nothing wrong with being nice. Absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with being nice. But at the end of the day, you have to have a certain level of self-preservation. Learn to celebrate yourself. Learn to keep something for yourself. Learn to perpetuate your agenda. Learn to shine so that other people can see you shine, and then they'll want to duplicate or be inspired by what you're doing. So don't give so much of yourself to where there's nothing left of you. And when all the lights go off, when all of the doors are closed, there's nobody left to celebrate you. And you don't know how to celebrate yourself. You don't know how to motivate and inspire yourself because you've been too busy motivating and inspiring everybody else. So you have to learn how to refuel yourself, how to be self-perpetuating. If you learn how to be self-perpetuating, then you always have enough you for you and to go around for everybody else. But see, that's a lost art, because when you look at the concept of nice guys finish last, you know, it's always that slap in the face at the end. You know, it's always that kick in the back at the end. And it's not intentional. Sometimes it's subliminal. Sometimes people don't really know that they're depleting you. But guess what? It's not really their responsibility to know that they're depleting you. It's your responsibility to know when you're giving too much. It's your responsibility to know when you're physically unable to do the things that you can do, and you have to pull back a little bit so that you don't harm yourself. So you can't blow up the well. There won't be any more water for anybody to get out, any water. But what happens? Here's the thing about when you give so much of yourself and you don't learn to celebrate and replenish yourself. Here's the thing about that. There's only one you, and there are thousands of other people. So what happens is once they tap that well out and now that well has exploded and now it's dry, the beautiful thing for them is that they've got other wells to go to. So they leave and they move to another well and tap that well. All because, and it's not their fault, they're only doing what they know to do. But here's the thing. It's your responsibility to understand that you have to replenish your own well. You can't wait for anybody else to do that, because most successful people don't look for external motivation. It comes, it's a bonus, but they've learned to motivate themselves. They've learned to celebrate themselves. Now, there's a certain word that some of you may be associating, you know, with what I'm saying right now. It's definitely not humility, because everybody understands how humility works, but it could be arrogance. Some people say, you know, you're arrogant when you celebrate yourself, when you motivate yourself, when you try to empower yourself. And there's a fine line for everything that we do in life. And it's easy to cross that line. But when you know where the line is and you know what you're doing, you know, it's not called arrogance. It's called self-confidence. And there's nothing wrong with being self-confident as long as you don't cross that line. And now the things that you say and the things that you do cause other people to stumble as opposed to rise. So self-confidence, celebrating yourself, empowering yourself, not only helps maintain the water in the well, but the water in the well starts to rise. And see, eventually the water in the well starts to overflow. And now people are able to come and basically get from you, but never deplete you. So, guys, the moral of this message this morning is to really celebrate yourself and to understand where you are and the things that you need to do to help move you to the next level. What are the things that you want in life? What are the things that you want to accomplish? See, some people have lived their entire lives for other people. You've never once stopped to consider what you can become. And then when you did finally sit down one day and start to consider it, you started to beat yourself up because you didn't feel as if you deserved to do anything any different than what you were doing. But God didn't place you on this earth to be depleted by everyone else. He didn't place you on this earth to not have the self-confidence and to not empower yourself and to not motivate yourself. He placed you on this earth to be powerful. He placed you on this earth to be a light. So when you stand up every day, when you wake up and you stand up beside your bed every day, you have to understand that, you know what, I matter. Say, I matter. If no one else wants to know or celebrate my self-worth, let me celebrate my self-worth. Take care of you. Take care of the temple. Do something for yourself. Celebrate yourself. Go out and pamper yourself. Do something that is going to help push you to the next level. See, if we get to that point in life to where we are concerned about who we are and what we are. We're concerned about what we're evolving into. We're concerned about what we're changing into. Heck, we're concerned that we're even changing. We get concerned about those foundational things, then life starts to become easier for us. And now we can celebrate ourselves, and now it's even easier to celebrate others around you. Empowering yourself is the one thing that you can do that moves you to the next level and to the next level and to the next level. So you never allow someone to take from you what you know belongs to you. You know, my dad used to always tell me, you know, son, you know, never take credit for what somebody else does, but never allow somebody else to take credit for what you do. Now, that is the epitome of nice guys last. See, because the people that are in your life that are really there for you, they want you to rise just like they're rising. There is no competition. There is no, I got to get it before you get it. Those are the people that are really, really there for you. There is no, I got to go before you go. I got to go. I got to do it. Then I got to come back and tell you about it because I don't want you to pass me. Those are the people in your life that are not really in your life for you. Those are the people that really need you but don't want you to know that they need you. So this is your moment to understand the power that you have. God gave each and every one of us gifts and talents. Tap into those gifts and talents. Find out what they are. You're never going to be able to hone in on them unless you start practicing these principles of motivation, inspiration, empowerment on yourself. Some of us have become great at empowering other people. But when the lights go off, when the cameras turn off, when the audio is done, no more video, when everything is on the outside coming in, is black, we shrink back into the person that we really, really are in a shell that's very lonely. So be bold as a lion, but don't be arrogant. Understand that you were put on this earth with gifts and talents to help you move from level to level and to take as many people with you as you can. It's not a challenge. It's not a competition. See, here's what I've learned and here's what I know to be true. If you look at life as you've got two glasses, those two glasses can be full. At any point in time, those glasses can be full. All right, and now you've got two full people that are basically pouring into one another. And from there, full glasses are going to spawn other full glasses because as you're pouring a full glass of water into another full glass of water, you're going to notice that there's always a supply of water. But if you have two half glasses of water that are together, then you're going to notice that you can keep pouring. Now you've got one full glass, and now somebody's empty. So now you have to figure out who is it that's going to help me in my life, that's going to help sharpen me? Who is it that's going to help feed me in my life that genuinely cares about my success? That we can basically rise together. And the only way you find that out, ladies and gentlemen, is knowing yourself worth. Understand who you are. Understand the power that you have. I don't believe anybody was created on this earth without a purpose. There's a purpose. I don't care how small that purpose is. I don't care how large that purpose is. There is a purpose. And I firmly believe that once your purpose is fulfilled on this earth, then there's no other reason for you to be here. Every single thing living or just material has a purpose in this life, and it evolves. Once that cycle of evolution is done, then that thing is done. And sad to say, that person is done. We never know what our real purpose is in life, but we will never discover it unless we start tapping into the principles that God has given us, tapping into the power, tapping into the confidence, Because if you understand how purpose really works, and you understand that you need to celebrate yourself and tap into who you are, if you understand that, then that means really when you get the epiphany, you understand that tomorrow is not promised. But guess what? The next hour may not be promised. Because at any point in time, your purpose could be fulfilled. So then comes the saying, live full, die empty. You can't live full and die empty unless you're able to motivate yourself, inspire yourself, unless you're able to celebrate yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4th of July. We're getting ready to go out. People are going to celebrate all over the place. Some people are going to celebrate, don't even really know what they're celebrating. Now you know what the Independence Day really means. If you want to celebrate that, of course, celebrate that. But whatever it is, today is just a day of celebration. But today isn't the only day that you want to celebrate. Perpetuate your celebration into the rest of your lives. Celebrate yourself, and you're going to find it easier to celebrate others. You're going to find it easier to perpetuate that level of celebration into everything that you do, because change is always happening. So, guys, you know, I don't want to talk too long today. I know you guys got stuff to do. I want you to get out and celebrate and have fun and go out and eat and just, you know, get splurged today, all right? But be responsible. I want you guys to go out and definitely be safe and understand that, you know what, I'm going to live a little. I'm going to be safe, but I'm going to live a little. I'm going to celebrate myself, and I'm going to have fun today. And no matter what, ladies and gentlemen, understand that today is your day like any other day, all right? And you're going to be a winner. And so you know what? That's what I believe. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. It's been absolutely an honor. You know, you could have been doing anything on this 4th of July Tuesday that you wanted to do, but you chose to spend a little time with me this morning, and I'm honored. I don't take that lightly. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, go out and celebrate yourselves. Keep moving forward. Do not look backwards, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, have a blessed day. Let's go out and grind and celebrate.
If I call upon your name, you never turn away.